Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with the Kia 7-year warranty. Wherever the next 7 years bring you, Kia has you covered.
Wendy Bourne's. Wendy, good afternoon.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
This is an unusual...
Hi to all your listeners.
And hi to you. Tell us this unusual story, Wendy.
Well, the unusual story is when the pandemic hit and the restrictions came into force, we decided to build a tennis court on our front green, which is a public area.
Okay.
For our daughter, primarily our daughter, who's 14, she would be a high-performance tennis player who was ranked for a time last year number 2 in the country.
Wow.
So she trains up to 20 hours a week normally.
Mm-hmm.
And to go from, obviously with the restrictions, all the tennis clubs had to close down. So with the weather being nice the way it is and the green outside, we decided we would contact the neighbours, let them know we were going to do this, mowed the grass. Took me 7,000 steps, Joe, to mow the grass.
Well done.
But made a tennis court out the front, a temporary one, painted some lines, ordered a temporary tennis net that's collapsible, put it up, played, and lo and behold, yesterday, sadly, the County Council came down, South Dublin County Council came down, and after 3 visits, we were told... The first visit was to take photographs to inspect the site. The second visit was to put a sign up, you know, the 2-metre sign, social distancing.
Well, that's tennis is more than 2 metres, isn't it?
Yes,
that's the nature of the game.
It's a unique sport. It's one of those sports where you are socially distant.
Yeah, you have to be.
You know, you don't have to shake hands at the end of a match.
Yeah.
You're just hitting a ball from one side of the court to the other. And a court is over 70 foot long. So you are socially distancing.
And there is a net in the middle to stop you.
There is.
If you do decide to go and run to embrace your...
And to add, it's a temporary net as well. So once we're finished, start playing, it just becomes like a little court.
So just to remind people, there's a green in front of your house where you live.
Yeah.
You decided to mow, which is civic anyway, you decided to mow the green as best you could and get it to look like a tennis court, which would be nice anyway.
Yeah, and we have maintained it for the last 3 weeks like that, cutting it regularly, keeping it clean and keeping it tidy.
And have there been any objections from neighbours or friends?
Well, no, I said collectively to the neighbours that, you know, all my neighbours are elderly on the road. We have the only children on the road. And I said to my neighbours, look, there's a situation. My daughter really needs to keep up her tennis. We hope you don't mind. If you do come down and talk to us, we didn't get any response from that. But yesterday was the first indication that there has been an issue with maybe one or two neighbours on the road.
But I'm even thinking, wouldn't it be lovely for somebody who's on their own in the house to open the hall door, take out a chair and watch two young people playing tennis?
Absolutely, because the tennis is of a very good standard. And those people, my neighbours are actually cocooning. They're all retired.
Okay.
So it should be a pleasant experience.
But was it, maybe the council, was it attracting crowds of spectators?
No, not at all. When we're not in use, because I can see the tennis court myself, so when we're not using it, you might have the odd family come down from the area, and one of them sat out on a picnic blanket while their two children were kicking a football on it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not just for us, it's for families in the area. Everybody is social distancing. It's a very quiet area. It's not like
Wendy, were you given an explanation as to why a tennis court, of all things, has to be shut down during the pandemic?
Well, I had a chat with a representative from the South Dublin County Council this morning from the Parks Division, who basically said it is park property, it is public property, and we have no right to cut the grass or paint on it, and that it could attract crowds. Now, I have to say, I did do my civic duty, and I did inform the Gardaí as well. And I also promised that if I seen anybody congregating on the area, that we would shut it down immediately. That has not happened.
Okay.
It just hasn't happened. It's a very, very quiet area. And the response we get when we go out and play tennis from everybody walking by is massive. The neighbours all think it's a great thing in this. It's great... shining light for the darkness that's around at the moment. And there are, people are dying. This is a trivial thing compared to what's going on in the country at the moment.
Well, for, just to explain, because I've now been handed a photograph of the tennis court. One, it looks beautiful. Two, it's on a massive green. It's only a very, very small part of the green. Three, there's a sign up to the side of it saying, keep your distance. Four, there's a net up. Five, the lines are, I don't know how you did the lines, they're done very professionally. And as you know, if you do, there are distance rules as part of a tennis game anyway. You can only stand in certain positions when you're serving and all the carry on. But anyway, you will have to abide by the ruling from South Dublin County Council.
Well, we're waiting for, apparently I'm going to be handed a letter or sent an email with a letter containing what we can and can't do. Yeah. And that they want us to refrain from using this and not paint the lines on the court anymore and basically not use it for tennis.
Yeah, but, the lines will be gone in 2 weeks when the grass grows.
Well, this is the whole thing, Joe. It's a temporary measure while the world is in chaos.
And the reason why tennis clubs are closed is because people congregate in tennis clubs. They're not closed because tennis, I presume, in itself is a pandemic-prone game.
No, it's more about just keeping your distance, getting your physical exercise and not congregating in groups.
Yeah.
So if you're in a tennis club, that's what would happen when you're going to go onto a court or booking a tennis court.
And tell us about your daughter being number two in Ireland. Is she still number two? Well, she's not training at the minute.
Well, she's moved up. She has been injured for a couple of months. She's moved up to the next age group, which is under 16. So the tournament season for juniors is a bit shot to pieces at the moment. We should be well into it at this stage.
And have we were talking to Eileen Bourne there the last few minutes about her husband Owen Mulhall, who would have been one of the first professional golfers in Ireland. Is there any professional tennis players in Ireland?
There are a few on the circuit at the moment, but it's a very, very tough gig now, I have to say. It's something that Sarah wants to aspire to. She also wants to get a scholarship to the States. And play college tennis. That's her goal at the moment, and to play Fed Cup for Ireland.
So if
you want to do all of those things, you have to put the practice in.
Yeah, of course you have to. By the way, I presume anyone aspiring to be a brilliant tennis player with your daughter, you'd almost need sponsorship, would you?
She does. She has a clothing sponsorship. We're currently looking for other sponsorship because it's a very costly sport, but we like our children to pursue their dreams.
Okay, well done. Well done.
Oh, thanks, brilliant. Joe. I just hope that, you know, we don't live in the valley of squinting windows and that people will see that this is just a good thing. It's a temporary measure. And as soon as the restrictions are lifted, that is no longer required. So I'm hoping people will take it as a positive rather than a negative. With so much that's going on at the moment in the world.
Yeah, I'm looking at it here again, and we'll tweet the photographs on at Joe Liveline and at RTE Liveline.
Thank you so much, Joe.
I know, as you say yourself, in the Sahara Desert of grief that we're in at the minute, this is just but a grain of sand, but it's a lovely little feature, and you'd nearly say, why isn't it there all the time? But anyway.
Well, no, I wouldn't impose that on.
I know.
You know, I think.
Oh, the council do run tennis.
I think it has to be fair to everybody, you know. But I'm hoping that the South Dublin County Council will just take a step back and look at this as being a positive, temporary measure.
Yeah.
That's all.
Okay. And as I said earlier, it's all about the authorities listening to the debates and the discussions and on Liveline of all the various from ultra serious and grieving to on a different level, but to let everyone have a voice in an embracing tone rather than a confrontational tone, and that's what what you've done, Wendy. Kind regards to Dara and to all their aspiring tennis players out there. It's a great sport. Okay, Wendy, how are you managing generally?
We are doing okay. My husband is working from home, so that's unique in itself. And I have three teenagers in the house. One just sat some college exams online.
Okay.
One's Kelly, that's Olivia. Kelly is, she is in transition year, so she has a lot of projects to do. And Zara, well, she's going back to school next week online. It's a different reality, but we're managing because you have to see light at the end of the tunnel. You have to see with what's going on and be grateful for what you have. Joe. Okay. Well, that's how I put it.
Well put, Wendy. Well put. That's Wendy Burns in Knock Lyon.